I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now. I've got a stomach.
This is the musical stylings of musical director of the Steve Cochran Show, John DeCoss. And Dr. Kevin Mostyn joins us for a special.
From Central,
a special edition of Dr. Mostyn. This is my last show of the year. So normally we talk to Doc on Mondays, but Doc was nice enough to come on today. He also texted me last night, a picture of his dogs. He's in North Carolina, and their dogs are beautiful, and I took a picture of the dogs. And that's good looking critters right there. What do we got? We got about 15 dogs, don't you? 15, 20 of them?
Hey, three is plenty, believe me.
Yeah, they're good dogs, though.
Oh, they're wonderful. They are great.
All right, left to right as I'm looking at the picture, what are the names?
Let me look. I got to look at the picture while I look at it.
You didn't know what the order was?
No, they don't line up in order all the time. They're smart, but they're not smart. All right, so on the left-hand side is Brandy.
Yeah.
And then in the middle is Kaja, who is Brandy's mother. And then on the right is Taylor.
Now, why Kaja? Because you were a big Kaja Goo Goo fan?
No, Kaja. We got Kaja when she was 2 years old and she already had the name.
Okay.
I wanted to change her name, but Patty thought she'd be too confused, so Kaja stuck.
Yeah, as long as you're not confused, I think it's fine.
You can probably confused, but yeah.
Spend time memorizing it. Well, I hope you're having a good break here because you deserve it. But let's talk a little New Year's resolution lead-in and some better health decisions going into the new year.
Yeah, you know, we always have good intentions, you know, with New Year's resolutions. But people always seem to overshoot what their capabilities are. They say, I'm going to lose 30 pounds or I am going to stop doing something that is major in their life. And as most people know, rarely do people complete their New Year's resolutions. And a matter of fact, studies have shown that most people, they're off their New Year's resolutions within 2 weeks.
Which is great news if you own a health club, but not necessarily otherwise.
Exactly. It's right. You're absolutely right. January, right. Worst time to go to the health club because I'm going to work out every day now. But after that, it goes away and you continue to pay for the health club. My concept is, you know, don't take these huge leaps. But keep a list of 10 things that you can do every week, simple things that can change how you feel about yourself mentally, physically, and really make an impact on your life that aren't dramatic, that aren't something that's well beyond your reach.
All right, let's take off a few of these. Better sleep.
Yeah. So we know overall, we know sleep is so important for our health. We've had numerous studies that show that bad sleep is going to give you problems with heart disease. It can really give you problems with hypertension. But think about it. It's one thing that we control. You control when you go to sleep. You control when you wake up. So really, if you think about it, just go to sleep a little bit earlier, 1 or 2 days a week. Don't watch the news at night. We have 24-hour news anyways. You can find it out when you get up. Go to sleep and get an extra hour of sleep 3 days a week.
You always talk about pushing the fluids, whether you're ill or not ill, and drinking enough water. It's important all the time, right?
It is. And people really...
Resolutions, people. Make a note of these.
They're simple. You know, we walk around usually in more of a state of dehydration than full hydration. So, you know, at one time during the day, say, you know what, I'm going to have a glass of water. Or two times during the day, I'm going to have a glass of water. It helps your tissues. It helps your muscles. It actually helps eliminate back pain. So really, taking an extra glass of water, two extra glasses of water, very simple, but great for your health.
One meal a day, make sure you pile on the vegetables. Just as a start, yeah. One meal a day.
Exactly. You know, we should have vegetables 2 or 3 times a day, but most people, when they really think about it, they don't. So pick a meal each day and say, you know what, I'm going to have fruit this morning instead of having, a toaster pop, or I'm not going to have that piece of coffee cake. I'm going to have fruit this morning. Or at lunchtime, have a piece of fruit or have a bag of carrots instead of having a bag of chips. Very simple to do, but really will make an impact on your diet.
Is it a good idea to skip lunch, Doc, and just go from breakfast to dinner?
No, I'm not a big fan on that because what happens there is your blood sugar will go up and down throughout the day. You can kind of actually in the afternoon kind of hit this lull and really not feel good. Balanced meals throughout the day is much better than eating breakfast and then say, oh, I'm not going to eat anything because I want to lose weight, and then you have dinner. Because often you'll make bad choices at dinner then.
And, but doesn't your body also lock down as opposed to burning the calories? You're asking it to burn it?
Absolutely. It's saying, oh, my gosh, I'm going into this state where I'm not going to have food. It's trying to protect itself, so it does. It actually does go into a lockdown.
You sit all day at work. There's a simple resolution you can make right now. You don't even have to wait till 2018 to do what?
You know, anytime if you're working, anytime you're on the phone, stand up, walk around. You know, you don't need to be sitting at a desk when you're on the phone. So get up, walk around, move around while you're on the phone.
And the lunch at your desk thing. Instead of just sitting there and eating lunch at your desk, take a short walk. You can even do this in the winter. Get up and walk around your building.
Lunch at your desk is terrible. It's one of the worst things you can do. This is a time for you to break and get away from work and allow yourself to get a chance to rejuvenate a little bit and get away from work.
We'll take a break here, come back, and tick off the rest of the list. And, Doc, when we come back, I've got a Business Insider article about the healthiest things you can eat for breakfast at fast food joints, and you can heckle those. More with Dr. Kevin Most as we head into the Christmas holiday. Are you going to be in North Carolina for Christmas?
Yes, I'll be down in Pinehurst, actually, for Christmas, so looking forward to that.
Well, give Patty a hug from me and hi to the whole Most family. I'll post this on Twitter at Cochran Show, but these are the healthiest things you can eat at a bunch of fast food chains. And I'll just whip through a couple of these. Panera, the avocado egg white and spinach power sandwich. That sound healthy to you, Doc?
Yeah, that sounds good. Dave Ennett probably wants that one, right?
Why he's not here this morning. He just went out to get it. Burger King, the egg and cheese English muffin.
Okay.
A little on the fence on that one.
I kind of like how the restaurants put the calories up now, too. So you can see that.
How many calories? Does it say how many calories are in those?
For the Burger King, 270.
Okay.
Yeah. But I assume it's a whole bunch of salt. 660 milligrams of salt. Sodium.
There you go.
Taco Bell. I know you're a big doctor. Dr. Most loves to recommend Taco Bell for breakfast. A breakfast soft taco fresco style. Again, only 240 calories. Chick-fil-A, this is funny. What's Chick-fil-A known for? Well,
chicken.
Obviously, their Greek yogurt parfait. 230 calories for breakfast. Dunkin' Donuts, the egg white flatbread. Let's see. Subway, the egg and cheese sandwich. I guess I missed the memo. Subway's doing breakfast, huh?
I didn't know that.
Oh.
Starbucks, the spinach and feta wrap. And, of course, McDonald's, the egg McMuffin. No ham! 300 calories. So those are some. If you're going to do fast food, those are the choices you ought to be making.
I like Starbucks has the little boxes, you know, with fruit and nuts. Those seem healthy.
Yeah,
right.
That's healthy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Doesn't any of them have oatmeal, which is extremely healthy?
Okay, easy.
Yummy.
Let's not go nuts. All right, let me tick off the rest of your list here in a second, but Mary's got a traffic urgent here. What's happening?
We have a car fire that's blocking all the lanes on the inbound side of the Ryan and the local lanes at Pershing. Police and fire department on the scene. That's inbound Ryan at Pershing. All locals are blocked.
Thank you for that. Mental health and well-being. How do you turn that into a resolution?
Yeah, there's a couple things. We know that great social interactions help us and make us feel better about ourselves and make us allow other people to feel better. How many of you have received Christmas cards where you look at it and go, what a great picture. I haven't talked to that person in X. Pick up the phone, a simple phone call, even for a few minutes. You're going to make yourself feel better and the other individual feel better as well.
Yeah, and just be kind to people, right?
Absolutely. I'm a huge fan of random acts of kindness. You know, that busboy that's taking away your stuff? Slip him $2. It'll make his day. And, you know, you're in Starbucks. You're just talking about Starbucks. Pay for the guy behind you.
Yeah.
It's going to make you feel better. And when he gets up, he's going to say, what? That guy, I don't even know who that guy was. He said he just wanted to tell you to have a great day. That person has a great day. You feel better about yourself.
Take one night a week and turn the TV off, play a card game or a board game, and actually talk to your family.
Yeah. It's amazing what you can learn. We played cards last night. It's amazing the conversation that you can have with the kids when they're not sitting there in front of a TV and everyone mesmerized with the TV. So take that time. And you can play games that will actually even challenge your mind a little bit. but it will really help your relationship with the family.
Eliminate bad calories at least a couple times a week from one meal, then expand it over time. Like, for instance, drop the chips a couple times a week.
Yep. If you think about it, all you have to do is two times a week, three times a week, you're knocking out hundreds of calories, which will actually impact your health. And actually, you'll feel better about yourself, too, that, you know, after you eat a bag of chips, everyone has remorse, right? Why did I eat those chips? But you have a bag of carrots or you have some celery, you know what? You start to feel good about yourself, and it's better for your health.
One day a week, take the stairs instead of walking and going, Steve, I work on the 95th. Then take the elevator to the 90th and walk the last five.
Yep. Sets a tone for your day. It allows you to kind of clear your mind before you start work. And it's really good for your heart. Stairs are really good for your heart, and it's really good exercise for you. And if you think about it, if you did it one day a week, and then next week maybe do it 2 days, and then say, you know what, I'm going to do it every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you won't believe the impact that will make on you, how you feel, as well as your cardiovascular health. And it's very simple to do.
Substitute water for soda a couple times a week, and that's a big deal, because if you drink regular soda a couple times a week, that's at least, what, 500 calories, right?
Absolutely. You know, we all go through drive-through McDonald's, and they're brilliant, right? They're going to make their large Coke $1. Well, people are going to buy it. How many calories are you pushing in? A lot. And even people who have take diet soda, we have shown that diet soda will actually increase your weight, and it's usually because of the other things you have with it. But a couple times a day, instead of grabbing that Coke can, take a glass of ice water. And if you just do that, you're knocking out calories. And if you do, you know, I look at this list, and you guys can put this on a 3x5 card and keep it with you. Give it to your loved one. You're going to make a huge impact on your physical health, your mental health, your relationship health, and it's very simple to do, and it's sustainable.
Yeah, thank Dr. Most, not just for being a great friend of mine, but also for the fact that he keeps our listeners alive.
And healthy.
Yeah, well, the healthy part's important, but keeping them alive is important, too. Listen, Merry Christmas, buddy, and Happy New Year. Have a great time, and I'll see you when you get back.
Thanks. Same to all of you and all the listeners. And I really appreciate it. I was at the hospital yesterday. I was at a board meeting for a DuPage County Access DuPage meeting. And people say, do people understand or do people recognize your voice? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, are you kidding? I'm just happy if they hear my name and they know and they've listened to this, to our show. So
he gets followed by the paparazzi all the time.
Yeah. But appreciate all listeners. Appreciate everything you guys do for myself and for Northwestern. So thanks a lot.
All right, Doc. Merry Christmas, buddy. There you go. That's Dr. Kevin Most, one of the world's great people right there.